welcome to episode 39 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so last episode, for Category G, we got Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex, which is the first season of, I think there's two or three seasons, something like that, and there's like three or four movies. The season that we watched, the first season, came out and aired in October of 2002, but the first movie was 1995, you said?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch that.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, before we go any farther, I only watched the first season. I really should have watched all of it, but I just didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No. Now, it's one of those things that, objectively, I can tell it's good. Like, for instance, this is probably a terrible analogy, but I don't like rap music. It's not for me. But some of it is objectively good, and I can realize that. That's how I view Ghost in the Shell, because I know it's good. I know it brought a lot of people to anime, especially in its time period, 1995 to 2003. Brought a lot of American audience, you know, Western audience to it, but it just, I don't know, it's just not doing it for me.
I liked it.
I liked it towards the end.
Towards the end?
Yeah, towards the climax of the end. I started paying attention more to it.
Huh, that's interesting. I really liked it. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I you see, I like the whole robot android type thing. I don't know, it just
It has its moments where it is very preachy.
That, I mean, that's always bothersome, but a lot of animes do that, and so I can't really hold it against.
And it's kind of and it's kind of pretentious at points.
Same deal.
But not as bad as the
fucking railway.
The railway. Yeah, it's but and it's also understandable in this show because of the topics that are at hand. Because it's a very philosophical and very about, you know.
That being said, part of what I really didn't like about this, and I've said it before in other animes, is in the beginning to the middle of this first season, there's a lot of episodic things that don't tie into anything else. Mm. It's like, oh, here's an episode. We're going to a warehouse to inspect something. But it never ties back into the show. There's a bunch of little episodes like that, and I just don't like that.
There's character development.
There is, but I mean,
So, it's interesting that you didn't like it, because I really did like it. Yeah. I found it, because it's a police force.
And it is a police force, right? And I kind of like, usually pro-police. What I also wanted to say was, I remembered, after a few episodes in, I remembered watching this before. Not the whole thing, mind you, but I watched a few episodes of it years ago.
You know.
And I didn't like it then, and I didn't like it now, but I had to finish watching it.
When I first saw the intro, the 3D intro and the music, nostalgia just hit me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, yeah.
There is one thing that I love about this show.
What's that?
The outro.
The outro?
I love the music. It is so good. This is the only anime ever that I've ever listened to the outro every single time.
I did the same thing with
good.
Yeah, I did the same thing with the intro, too. I really like the intro. So
the outro was just so good.
Huh, that's interesting. Well, I guess you should do the premise.
Yeah, I guess. So Ghost in the Shell has there's this police force called Section 9 in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's followed around that police force investigating various different things. But the first season pretty much follows a case called The Laughing Man.
Mm-hmm.
The police force inside Section 9, they're not all of them, I should say, but Bato and the Major, what's her name? Machoko something?
Motoko.
That's it. And you just call her Major, it's easier.
That's what everyone calls her, yeah.
Yeah, so she's sort of in charge of the team while they're out in active duty, physically on a mission. She's not really a leader, like, she obviously has a boss. Bato, I would assume, is the second in command, but lines are kind of blurred when you go under her as far as the command structure goes.
There really isn't much of a command structure.
Yes. Now, the Major is full android, and she has a ghost.
Right.
Ghost is pretty much just a downloaded consciousness inside the machine.
Well, no, it's
sort of.
It's their human consciousness
when
they're human.
Yeah, they downloaded her consciousness somehow.
Well, no, they take people's brains, essentially, and turn and cyberize them.
There you go.
And then they put them in android bodies.
Now, Bato is, unless I'm wrong, he's just a human with a bunch of fucking cybernetic enhancements.
He's mostly cybernetic.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a ghost. He still has a brain.
Yeah, now the only one with a full cybernetic body is the Major.
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure
that's how that works.
Everyone else seems to be either completely human or small enhancements.
Well, the Section 9 is, they're like 90% cyber, apparently.
Yeah, except for what's-his-face? The blonde guy?
Yeah, the cop. Family? I don't remember his name.
Yeah, he's got the revolver. I like him a lot, though. I can't remember his fucking name. But I like him a lot. Family man.
Yeah.
Goes to work.
Yeah.
He gets f***ed up and shot. And they always make fun of him. They're like, yeah, you should probably get a cybernetic body.
but back to the cop thing. That's why it was kind of episodic, because they do different cases and stuff.
Yeah, which makes sense, especially for a police type thing. it's just meh.
No, John, that's
I've seen so much of that in my life that it, for me, you know what I mean? Like I like I said earlier, objectively it's good, but for me, it's just not something I want. I truly
care about. Because this is one of the ones, because I remember this from back in the day, never really seen it, that I wanted to do this podcast for, to actually watch it and see what it's about, because I never really gave it a chance. I only seen an episode here or there.
Did you see the live action movie that came out early in the year, last year, or something like that?
We'll get to that.
Did you watch it? I just want to know if you watched it.
I watched everything.
Everything. Holy crap.
We had 3 weeks.
I finished the one season, and I'm like, I really don't want to. I caught up with some other things. I read a book.
I really liked the first season.
Yeah.
I really
liked it. Well, like I said, it got better towards the end, and just for me, I didn't like it, but objectively, it was good. I can see why people love this.
Right. And the first season was good, and then go into the second season, and it's more of the same, only it's, like, more noir, more darker.
That's probably interesting.
Yeah, and there's a, I mean, not since you didn't watch it, now there's going
to... Oh, just ruin it, good.
No. Now that you didn't watch it, this has got to stay in the wheel, because you didn't get to the second season.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just less work for me the next time we get there.
Yeah, that works.
But yeah, so the second...
It seems to me sort of like a staple, like, Cowboy Bebop and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It helped bring the genre in a big way to America, not just the genre, the anime in general. So, it's definitely something you should watch.
Right. So, the 1995 movie is way more pretentious.
Yeah?
And way more...
Oh, man.
But there's straight up nudity in that one.
Yeah, I don't think there was too much nudity in at least the first season.
There wasn't at all.
Yeah, I didn't think there was.
And none of the TV shows it is. So, here's the strange thing. 1995 movie is actually on a different,
I did a little research. It's like a different world.
It's not a different timeline than the show. So here's what happens. So you have the 1995 movie, and then you have this show. Second season follows the show. Mm. And then there's a movie that goes with this. But then there's another movie that goes after the first Ghost of the Shell movie. And then the third season, actually,
is that a rise?
Yeah, that's a prequel to the actual 1995 movie. Oh my god. So.
Yeah, that's convoluted as f***.
Yeah, so there's two different times. I don't really like the movie storyline. Mm. Honestly, I think the Ghost in the Shell 1 and 2, which will be episodes of Other, essentially. Mm. But they follow the same storyline, but they're kind of really big pretentiousness, like big time movie kind of thing, and like questions and stuff like that. And I didn't really... Like what you're saying about the show, you can see why people like it, but I didn't really like it too much.
Yeah, I mean, it's also time period. You know, 1995, big pretentious anime movies was kind of a thing.
So, but the Arise third season takes place before the 1995 movie. Mm. And it was all right, but they also did a movie based on that, the Arise series, that led up to the beginning of the 1995 movie, to tie the whole thing together, which I thought was pretty cool, as essentially.
It's too much.
There was a lot to it, but like I said, we had 3 weeks to do it, so I just watched it all.
That's fair.
And I really like this series in general, so I wanted to watch
it. I like the major. I like her character. She's a strong female lead.
Right.
Beats the crap out of people. Bato's pretty cool. I like him. I wish there was a bit of a love arc at least in the first season between them. It sort of led up to it towards the end where they're sort of like outcasts, and the military or the police forces are after them at the end, towards the end anyway. And Bato goes and gets her one touchstone to humanity. So like if you're a complete cyborg, you usually have some sort of touchstone to humanity to what you were. Hers is a watch. Bato is weightlifting apparently. Mm-hmm. So you went to get it and they were waiting, and then she saved him, and like there could have been something there and they decided not to do anything with it. It was weird.
I liked that they didn't do anything.
Which, again, that's also refreshing in its own way, but I don't know. I felt like it should have been.
You can tell that Bato's in love with her.
Yeah, you could see he cares, for sure.
But, I mean, she cares about him, but she's not in love with him. Mm-hmm. And that sticks out through the whole thing. Like, the second season is pretty much ties... The main bad guy in the second season is a childhood friend of hers that she lost a long time ago, that they lost track with. And when they get together, it seems like they're going to a romance and leading up to, like, this giant kiss, but they don't kiss. They hug. Like, it's been a long friendship and stuff like that. There's no romantic entanglement there, which was really impressive. And she's, like, sexually liberated in certain ways, too. Like, there's an episode in the second season where she comes across this kid, and he's, like, dealing drugs and stuff like that, but in, like, a third world country and stuff like that. But she helps him out because he pretty much blackmails her into helping out. After she saves his life, he blackmails her for helping him get on up. But they end up in a hotel room because she's trying to keep him safe, and they're in a bed, and she's naked, essentially, and she's shutting the bed, and the kid asks her, do full cyborgs have sex? And she turns around and asks him, do you want to find out?
Oh!
Like, just playing, and the kid's like, no. And it's just like...
How old is this kid?
He looks 10.
Oh, fuck!
Yeah, but it wasn't... It wasn't weird because...
Yeah, it wasn't weird. She's naked next to him.
But it wasn't, like, sexual. She's, like, in her underwear and stuff like that. And it's just, like, you could tell that there was no interest on either side, despite the way the episode plays out.
I hear you. Flip the roles. Male in his underwear. 10-year-old girl. You want to find out?
Well, the kid asked her.
Okay. A little girl can ask me. I'm still not going to be in my underwear saying, you want to find out?
Yeah, I got you. Role reversal and stuff like that. But you can tell just through her personality and stuff like that.
Still creepy.
It was just like...
I guess I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, and actually, you know, I'm thinking about it. Maybe he wasn't 10. Maybe he was like more along 15.
I mean, that makes a bit more sense. If he's 15, still creepy and wrong. But I mean, pretty much
not, not 10. I don't know why I said 10. It was 15 because...
And I mean, then it comes into the argument of, is she even human anymore?
That's why the question...
She's just a real-life doll.
Yeah, so it was like, it was an interesting moment, and I...
That's weird.
That's really what I liked about the show. They asked those questions.
I think Koi Kaze skewed our perspective on this.
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, but it wasn't just the sex thing. It was just, they asked those questions throughout the series, and just through anything you can think of about what would happen with an advancement of cyborgs and robots and stuff like that. The question of, are they human? Are they morality? And stuff like that. Which would you get a cybernetic body? Some people are purists and don't want it, you know. And then being a cyborg has its own diseases and stuff like that. And then...
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool. So, like, if you do enough cybernetic enhancements to yourself, you can catch a disease. Yeah. That's kind of what the whole Aquaman arc was about.
Right, and that's pretty much... And that was pretty much the whole arc, is in the first season...
This drug that can help and save people is being held back.
But by the drug committee, so they can... Corporation can make more money. So it was very interesting, and what's
another little arc that I liked was the Tachikomas.
Oh yeah.
How these little blue robot things that help fight Intel and just fighting in general. They have AI. Each one has their own AI, and they sort of become self aware. It's AI, but they become self aware and they evolve and they can think and problem solve, and they end up choosing to die to help save Mato.
Well, they come back in the second season because the Major
Major
ends up saving their AI thing, and they make an even bigger sacrifice. They're kind of like the heart of the show somehow. It made you feel for these stupid robot tanks.
Yeah. Oh, and they cry oil out of their weird sphere eyeball.
Yeah, so it was...
What was funny was if you give them organic real oil instead of the synthetic stuff, they, like, get high off of it. That was funny.
So it was interesting watching these tank things become sentient, essentially.
Yeah, and you care for them.
And then the Major pretty much sending them away because these are becoming aware and asking questions. This is not good. Like, that, there was a whole episode where they're hiding from the Tachikomas, pretending to talk about other things instead of sending them away. So, yeah, it was... The show is... I really like this show. It's really, really good.
It was just a bit of a bore.
Yeah, I mean...
Had good stuff. Had good things to say about it. I don't know. I don't know why it didn't do it for me.
Well, you don't have to like everything. So.
That's true. So objectively, it's, in my opinion, it's probably an 8 or a 9.
It's definitely a 9 for me, easily.
For me, it's probably 5 or 6, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had to push myself just to watch the first season. It is what it is.
I mean, truth be told, you could have, if you would have watched more of it.
Yeah, it's true.
It could have been like a Full Metal Panic thing.
Oh, yeah. That's possible.
Like, you know.
Not like the first season too much, but then the rest of it's pretty, really good.
Made it worth it for you. Oh, what I forgot to mention is, after I watched everything, I did watch the live-action movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's talk about that. It was fucking terrible.
It was terrible.
And, like, the whole whitewashing thing doesn't bother me because...
Oh, no.
Mainly because you can't get a full cast of Asian actors in America that are really good actors and actresses. You can get a full cast, but they're not going to portray to an American audience what American audiences want.
One, if you watch the show and the movies, she's a robot.
Yeah, and Bato's American. He was a Marine.
Right. So, she's a robot, so... Yeah, she can look however they want them to look.
Yeah, so that's
two.
Well, I'm talking in general, though. No, for these Asian animes coming over. I know. All white
but
actors.
Two, in the movie, the original Motoko was Japanese. They killed her, took her brain, and put her in a robot body.
Yeah, I hear you.
So it's just the ridiculousness of some of the of these.
It just doesn't bother me. It's an American audience. It makes sense that you're trying to appeal to an American audience.
I mean, some when there's a purely Asian character, like from
and if there's a perfect person for it that's interested in it, that happens to be a fantastic actor.
Right.
Go for it.
I mean, yeah. But I mean, we're gonna get so much crap for this, but it doesn't matter. This won't be released until like 2024. So.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So it doesn't matter. It'll be like,
so either they will blow over and we're in the clear, or it's just so old, we don't give a damn.
Yeah, at this point.
Anyway. Yeah, so I'd say 8 or 9 objectively. Me, 5. You said solid 9.
Solid 9. It's it's one of the top tier anime shows. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would give the movie a 9, but we're gonna have to do a whole other podcast
for the movie.
We'll do it because the movies are separate and it's like there's a different timeline and stuff. It is overly convoluted and complicated, the timeline. But mm-hmm. I really liked almost everything that I watched.
That's fair.
Yeah, so
each their own, I guess. All right, so last one or this one?
Oh,
I remembered this time. Look at that.
I remembered. You just distracted me. So it's Ghost of the Shell or Gossip?
Ghost of the Shell.
Yes, and I like Gossip.
Yeah, I don't know that whole
Sherlock Holmes
thing. Thank you. I couldn't think of it. Just doesn't do it for me when it's bad, and I felt like it was bad personally.
And it was bad.
Anyway, spiel on the wheel for category H.
Spiel on the wheel. We're spieling the wheel.
Spiel on the wheel. Something. Oh god, that doesn't look good.
Haja Kiyosei. Haja.
I don't know, whatever. Kiyosei.
Haja Kiyosei G. Dangayo.
Butchered that for sure.
Yeah, I know. Let's look this up real quick.
Yeah, let's do it live on the podcast.
See what this is. Just in case we don't. It's like.
Haja.
It's a J. J. So.
We're getting there, guys. Relax. We're getting there.
K-I-H. Up there. There we go.
That was all the way at the top. Oh, look, a mecha anime.
Well, it's only 13 episodes, so all that's right. Good.
God, it looks like... This is going to be terrible. You're going to hate it.
A mysterious explosion on Futagami Island begins a new chapter in the Dango Mythos.
There's something before... Some mythos. Wait, what?
Yeah, it looks like this is a sequel of some kind.
Yeah, alright, we're spinning the wheel again.
Yeah, we're gonna have to re-spin because this is a sequel, guys.
Thank God.
Yep, he turned off the wheel.
Bad. It's spinning.
And he's gonna turn
Watch
off
the... Watch it be the same fucking thing. Hajime no Ippo, that would be great.
Hakakoui, demon of the fleet in Bosom.
Blossom.
Blossom, whatever.
Or the Truman Bosom.
Whatever.
What was it again?
Something on the fleet in Bosom.
Oh, damn it. We gotta find it.
H-A-K, I think it starts with. H-K-A-K. There we go. That's another Japanese one. Like, samurai's one.
Yeah, like, dated for the time period.
So, this is also only 12 episodes, it looks like. So, that's good.
This looks interesting, though.
Yeah, it could be. The last samurai one was really pretty good.
It was okay. It was a little rough around the edges, but it was good.
Oh, wow.
No. It's...
Never mind.
There's 22 episodes in the first season, and then the second season is
12.
No, the second season is 6.
6, and then there's
the third season is 12.
Okay, that's interesting.
All right, well, 22 episodes. We're not doing 3 seasons.
No, probably not.
We're not.
Well, you didn't even, we had 3 weeks.
This is weird. Look how it's numbered. 1 to 9 doesn't have this weird AC symbol on it, but then 10 and up does. That's odd. I wonder why that's different.
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out. All right, guys. Next episode. Hakoki.
Yeah.
Demon of the Fleeting Bosom is what I'm going with, even though it's Bosom.
Whatever.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.